The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy, all the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Here with a name you know you've seen her in, Pitch Perfect, The Surreal Life, Total Divas, WWE, now AEW. But you can always see her at cjperry.com. We've got CJ Perry here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Great to have you here, Gren. Great to talk to you again. It's funny, the last time we spoke with you, you were launching cjperry.com. Still doing cjperry.com. Got another gig as well recently, CJ. How are you feeling about being an AEW on-screen talent now?
I'm super excited. I love wrestling so much. I love the world of wrestling. There's nothing like it. We've discussed this so many times with you of how just the energy in the arena, the fans. Oh my gosh. I truly miss the wrestling world so much. I would just go, last year I would be going to, as a fan, the WWE and AEW events, just because I love the world of wrestling. So it's really exciting to be back in the world of wrestling, and it's very exciting to work for AEW. So I'm scouting talent, you know, looking for talent. Yep. To make the next champions.
There were constant rumors swirling about like where you were going to go, because I would be in town for WWE events and people would be like, hey, did you know that Lana, CJ is here? And I'm like, no, I didn't, because I know Miro isn't here, because Miro is booked somewhere completely different. So, I mean, what was it like reuniting with some of those people when you did go to WWE shows?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. That's why we go, because it's all my friends. And I feel that the kind of like the first year after my time in WWE, I really wanted to stay home. Like the first year I was like, I just want to sleep in my own bed, because I hadn't slept in my bed longer than a week, I think in like 8 or 9 years. So, and I calculated I had been on a plane 800 days and 8 years. I was like, whoa, I had PTSD from airports. So I just wanted to, you know, like sleep in my own bed, have a little bit of a normality schedule. I really harnessed a lot of different skill sets that I really wanted to focus on and learn different things, try different things, do surreal life. So it was really nice to have a year break and just try to center myself. But I missed my friends. And I think that was one of the hardest things about being away from the wrestling world was the being away from the women's locker room. And it's such a, you know, I know there's always rumors of horror stories, and don't get me wrong, there is some crazy stories that happen in the locker room, but I really miss the dysfunctional family, you know? So I would get so excited, like, to go and see Natty. I would stay with Liv, you know, and it would just be, we would have so much fun, all the girls, Bailey, you know, Natty, Rhea, just seeing all of them would be so much fun. I realized when I went to AEW immediately, the women's locker room, I was like, I just felt so much better being there. I'm like, Miro will never provide this energy that the women's locker room gives me. You know, Miro's never going to talk that much.
That's the headline. That's the headline to this whole interview now.
It's very true, though. It's very true.
So, like, you mentioned how the first year you kind of wanted to break. The exclusive content sites like cjperry.com, they have proven to be like so beneficial for professional wrestlers, both men and women. Yeah. Like, what has that been like for you? Because I know that you're very proud of the community that you've cultivated there as well.
Yes, I actually just launched the news here, Hot and Flexible.
Go ahead. Explain the perks of this tier, please.
By the way, I did not give myself that name. My husband gave me, Miro gave me the name Hot and Flexible. So the only reason why I come out, and like I ran into Mercedes, also known as Sasha Banks, at, I can't remember, where was it that we ran? Event, something. Yeah. It might have been Wyndham's actual funeral. And she was just like busting my balls so much about Hot and Flexible. And I'm like, her and Bailey. And I was just like, it's not, I didn't name it, okay? And, you know, of course it was Miro. And I have to say that I am definitely flexible. I will take the hot part, you know, spicy. I like spicy food. So, yeah, kind of just stuck. And I thought it would be funny for the higher tier to be Hot and Flexible. Cause that's like now my entrance.
It is.
So, yeah, what's going to be on that, tier is, you get to DM me, for a very discounted rate. So that's great. And I love connecting with my fans and all followers and supporters and just developing relationships with them further. And then obviously fun content, but also behind the scenes of everything at AEW. And, also Zoom once a month, a Zoom call, is happening. I have one today. So that's really exciting. Nice. I realized when I would go to signings and meet so many people in person at the signings that would subscribe to my website, it was just really cool. Like, they would bring wine from Argentina or like gifts from Europe, and they would always bring me stuff and Miro stuff. And I thought that was really cool. They're very supportive of Miro. So I decided to do once a month a Zoom call with the people that subscribe and just further connect with fan, you know, we love wrestling, you know, and that we can talk about wrestling for so long. So that is really cool. And then I'm just showing now that I'm back in AEW, a lot of BTS stuff, like what goes on, BTS vlogs, and also going to be selling a lot of like my stuff with like action figures, 8x10 pictures, trading cards, action figures, merchandise. And if you subscribe to the higher tier, there will be an element of that for free. And then if just the regular one, you can get it at a discounted price. So subscribe.
So there's a lot of stuff there.
Yes. I like really appreciate all my like fans and supporters, like truly, 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 truly. I love the CJ Army so much. Like, I love the wrestling fan base and our love for wrestling, our love for comic books and sci-fi. And I wouldn't be where I am without that community. So I'm so appreciative of that.
We had mentioned Miro giving you that nickname. The last time I asked you, the answer was no, he doesn't. since then, does he run anything by you he is going to say about you in promos or vignettes?
No, like I don't even know half the time. Like half the time, he's a big method actor, a big Meisner actor. I've realized, like, sometimes he will literally be like mad at me, and I realize, like, after his promo, he won't talk to me. He won't like look at me. He'll be like, "Get away." He'll be pushing, warming up. Like, not even kidding. When I went out there on Chicago, he's like, you know, I couldn't even talk to him. He's like, "Don't talk to me." And I'm like, "What are you doing, method acting?" He's like, and walks off.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So we see you on screen. How did this come to be? Because obviously it's something that has been rumored, you and AEW, since Miro came in, and it's something that's always been fantasy booked and the like. But how did those conversations go? Who were they with? And like, what finally just put the nail in and said, "Yeah, this is happening. We're doing this.
The time is now."
Yeah.
Well, definitely subscribe to cjperry.com so you can get the full tea, all of it. I think, you know, it was just a timing thing a lot. This was always a discussion. Miro's been plotting this out for a really long time. He, you know, been talking about the hot and flexible wife. He, for probably 2 years now, and trying to, wanting to bring
set
me
the
in.
Stage. Yeah.
Yes. Setting the stage. And it was just a timing thing. I had a lot of other things going on, a couple different projects, and I was just figuring out the timing, and the timing was right. All of it was his idea, to be honest. All of it was his idea. He's just, I'm just hired talent right now. Not
so
really.
We haven't seen you wrestle since you left WWE. I know you were scheduled to wrestle one match. Is that something you're open to considering? Is it something you're expecting? Because I don't think anybody expected you to wrestle in WWE, and then you wrestled 230 matches in WWE.
What?
I looked before we went on the air. You were in 230 matches.
Miro, I was in 200 and how many matches?
230.
I am shook right now. I had 230 matches?
You had 230. Listen, I'm going to be real. Some of them were 2 minutes long, but it counts.
I mean, hey, it all counts. Okay. So, yeah, no, that's awesome. No wonder I missed it so much. Yeah. I mean, it is, look, I want to help make champions. I am launching a management company. I am scouting for the next champions. I'm really happy for Miro the Redeemer, who is on his path right now to like overcome all his temptations and, you know, find God or not find God. I'm not exactly sure. However, I am on my own path, and that is to find wrestling stars that are going to become champions and trailblazers and help them be the best version of themselves. I think I do that very well. There is going to be no one that's going to hustle more than me for my clients. And I'm really excited about that. So yeah. Stay tuned, guys, because it could get, the thing about Miro and I living in the same household too, we're both very competitive. Yeah. So, you know, I'm a little nervous. Both of us don't like to lose, so it's going to be an interesting time.
You lived in another house that had some competitors in it. I am a Surreal Life geek. I loved it. I loved it when Maven was on it back in the day. I loved it when Chyna was on it. Maven, who's having like a big success with his YouTube as well now. But yeah. You were on the Surreal Life. Dennis Rodman on the Surreal Life. I'm sure you get asked this plenty, but like, how plugged in was he to like what was going on, or what was his reaction when you told him what it was that you did? Because he has a storied history in wrestling, including very recently.
Oh yeah. Actually, it's really crazy because Dennis Rodman, this was coming right off of my release with WWE. And so him and I instantly connected because also we love wrestling and also like the athlete connection and just like a competitive professional sport. And he immediately, within like the first couple of days, he pulled me aside and he said this on camera. And I, of course, got really hot because I was focused on becoming champion. Like, I wanted to be champion. And by the way, I've only been Fireball champion. I haven't even win 24/7 championship. However, Fireball did send me a title saying that I was their champion. So that really resonated with me. he pulled me aside, Dennis Rodman, and he was like, you know what? You shouldn't wrestle. You need to manage. He goes, that's your calling. He goes that.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're going to be the best at it. You're going to be the best wrestling manager. But he's like, you're never going to be the best wrestler because you have Charlotte Flair.
Hey.
Are you kidding me? So, but, you know, deep down inside, like I knew what he was saying was true. And I wanted to do that in WWE. I always, like, Paul Heyman was my favorite. And I wanted to be, like, the first female version of, like, Jerry Maguire come to life in professional wrestling. Ari Gold from the Entourage, you know, my version of Paul Heyman. And, you know, they put me in romantic storylines and I understand that's relatable and that sells. But, you know, when Dennis Rodman was calling me out about it, I was like, damn, I know what you're saying is right. And so I just had to like deal with that. And now that I'm really focused on this, it's really cool that I saw Dennis Rodman at the United Chicago Stadium in Chicago when I was returning and he was there. And we talked about it because he was like, what about if we tag? What about if you manage me in AEW and I come to AEW? Like, I love that. So it was cool. Like, Miro got to meet him. He's obsessed with Dennis Rodman. And
we saw the tumultuous type of behavior on that. How are you all now? Have you seen him since then? Like, did you see him at any of the AEW stuff?
I saw him at the AEW show the night before I returned or debuted, the night before I debuted at the United Center at All Out in AEW. So he was there the night before. He was super excited. He was so happy that I was going to be managing. And of course, to answer your question, this is the wrestling business. So all conflict resolves in the ring. So I would be naive to think that at some point I won't kick some heads off in that ring, you know?
I was eager to learn that. Cause I mean, I know you were playing for a match last year. Wasn't it with Nia Jax?
I was going to fight Nia Jax. Yes. Yeah. Which I must've like been, that was last year. And I know that I, you know, was going through a little bit of a moment that I just wasn't ready to fully move into like management. And now I feel like, no, like, why am I going to try to risk my body and myself when I have the brains to help people become champions? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what I just feel like. Sometimes you just have to face the music. And that's where I think I am a savage. That's where I do feel like I'm ruthless. I think some people, it's hard for them to look at themselves and be like, okay, I am not genetically superior like Charlotte Flair. No. However, my brains are genetically superior than all of those women's locker room and men's locker room maybe put together.
Now that's the headline.
I mean, you got to have confidence. If you don't believe in yourself, then Lord, you think this industry is going to believe in us? No. So that's lesson one. But actually, whenever I sit down, this is shoot, when I sit down with any people that I'm potentially working with and managing wise, my first question is, what are your goals and your dreams? Like, give me your 10 goals and give me 10 dreams or 5. And dreams, you have to have, they can be outlandish, but goals, you have to have a 50% chance that you could achieve it over the next 12 to 18 months. If not, it's just a dream. So how can I help help someone get to achieve their goals if I don't even know what's their vision for their life, you know? And you would be really surprised that a lot of people don't have a vision for their life. They're just like, I want to be famous. It's like, okay, that's real vague. We can get you anyone famous, no problem. Let's just stir the pot a little scandal here and there.
Oh my God. So I've always been eager to find out the Liv, Lana, Lashley, Miro story. Who pitched it and how?
Oh my God. Who pitched
it? I want to know how you all were convinced, how you all said, okay, we'll do it.
I think that, I mean, if it's Tony Khan or if it's Vince, like at the end of the day, they're the directors and the producers and the CEOs of this story. And, you know, it's like at least $100,000 per minute that they're on television, maybe more now at this point. But I remember in 2020 hearing, I believe from TJ and Natty that Vince said it's $100,000 a minute to be on USA. So it's like, I think, again, this is where savage business comes into. It's like, are you worth that $100,000 a minute? You know, this is a business at the end of the day. So Vince thought that was good business. And it would be naive of any of us to think that he doesn't know what he's doing. And yes, we're younger and we have a youthful opinion to bring to the table, but he has years of experience. So it got me my biggest contract I ever got in my life. And I'm very thankful for that. And I think that, again, what the Bobby Lashley story taught me is scandal sells. And so it doesn't matter. It still sells. People might hate it. We still made WWE a lot of money. Like, our YouTube videos made them a lot of money. And so, like, all of that, this is a business at the end of the day. And if it doesn't translate into sales, if it doesn't translate into subscriptions, ticket sales, you know, all of that, viewership, then who cares? And I think a lot of people, yeah, I'm just higher talent. We're storytellers. And we all know that there's been a ton of affairs and love triangle.
Yeah, I just looked. 6.2 million YouTube views for Liv Morgan returning to drop a bombshell at Lana's wedding.
Yeah.
6.2 million. That is just an incredible number. 8.1 on another video. So this is just on YouTube. That's between WWE and Fox. That doesn't include Facebook, Twitter, subsequent clips, anything. So
it's crazy. It's crazy. So relationship stories really sell. I know that's not necessarily AEW story style over there. And that's, I think that's a great how it differs, but everyone can relate to that. Like most people have all been in love at some point, heartache, you know, maybe been broken up with, backstabbed. So I think that's all very relatable. And I think it's also really relatable, more gender fluidity right now in this time, and especially with millennials and Gen Z specifically. So I think I really resonated with that story when they pitched it to me. I was like, oh, that totally makes sense. Like, this is all, I resonated with it. So I kind of found it a little offensive that everyone found it so offensive. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Like,
from
why? I think people.
Well, I mean, I didn't find it offensive. I did. I was like, well, how the hell are they going to follow up on this? Because WWE hasn't always been the best creatively with following up on stuff like that. And as it turns out, they weren't that great with following up on it. Like the actual action, I wasn't like offended or anything. I was like, okay, this will do an incredible amount of traffic.
Totally. I wish they would have followed up more on it, but again, I'm not like the showrunner, and that's not my. I would love to be their showrunner if they, you know, in the future one day, or maybe maybe I'll be Larry, the digital producer. Yeah, at AEW. I mean, I want to produce, I love that stuff. So I take it as that I'm hired. This is not us, really. You know, I am not really Lana. I'm a character.
So as we wrap up, I know that around that time also the ability to do third party stuff was removed for WWE talent. And I know I would imagine you stood to gain an awful lot of money based on that because of your social media following and brand deals and all that, because I've long seen what you've done. You're really great with brand deals. You're really great with marketing and things like that. Now it's not even a third party. You are your own party. You're going straight to consumer with this community that you got at cjperry.com. What was that like for you then? And now the transformation in that you're going into AEW, they know what you've got with cjperry.com. They know about your brand deals and they seem okay with it.
Yeah, that was hard. When Vince gave us all those letters, that was definitely hard. It was rough. I was a little sad at the time. I remember, I felt like it was the only thing I could control. You know, you can't control storylines. You can't control, especially over in WWE, where they like are very much like, this is what you're going to do. This is very much like that. And so I felt like it was the one place I had a little bit more control over. But again, like I had a great contract, and I think I came to the world of wrestling a little bit later than a lot of people, like especially girls. They come in at 18, you know, we're in NXT for till they're 25, then come up to the main roster, right? Or something like that. And I came from entertainment. This was like my fourth career, and I was a professional dancer. Like, so to me, I just approached everything very differently. And I looked at it as like, okay, I can either bitch and complain about it, or I can leave. And you know, you saw that with some people that they thought they were bigger than the franchise, and it doesn't. Rarely is anyone ever bigger than the franchise, really. And so it's kind of like that. It's going to come, a time's going to come for everyone. Either they're going to leave or get released, and then you can pick up the brand deals. But I was more important. I loved wrestling. I just know how this business works. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to take it easy and come back to it and that's what I did.
So as we wrap up, tell the people again about cjperry.com. Of course, they can check you out on AEW Dynamite on Wednesdays and Rampage on Fridays, Collision on Saturdays. But I know you're putting a lot of work into cjperry.com.
Thank you. Yes, please subscribe to cjperry.com. I'm very excited about it. Fortunately, AEW allows me to have it, so I can share all the amazing stuff with you guys and all the fun stuff that happens behind the scenes. So subscribe. You'll get a great look. Also, get to hear about Larry, the new digital producer.
AEW.
That's what I was going to go by originally.
As a shoot, people said, check and see what her name is in AEW.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And then I got tipped off for two things. Internally, you were listed as hot and flexible. And then somebody had listed you as Larry, the new digital producer.
Yes.
Not CJ Perry, not Lana, not the ravishing Russian, none of that.
No.
Larry, well, because, the new digital producer.
Yes, because what, like, it's actually a funny backstory behind it, because Larry and Lana, and that was the unisex name, the non-binary, name, and I, that again, going back to like why I found it offensive that people were about the Bobby Lashes, because I'm like, what? People don't know my history about with women. And so I would always come in these like black pants, black hat, bucket hat, and a black oversized blazer, because I wanted to blend in, because I wanted to be one of the producers. And someone gave me the name, no, you're not Lana anymore, you're Larry, the new digital producer, non-binary, unisex. I'm like, yeah, I got it. That's me. So
I love it.
You never know.
CJ, it's always great to talk to you. I know you're going to be at WrestleCade in November. I'm probably going to bug you to put a microphone up to you and talk about CJPerry.com some more. But we love having you here on Fightful, especially the cameos from absolute strangers who just walk into your house. It's weird what this world is coming to, right?
I know. Up here, we do not sleep in the same bed. Only my dogs.
Look at that. Look at that.
All three dogs. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Right, CJ, now, thank you so much.
The Redeemer rents a room. The Redeemer only rents a room for me.
Thank God he got that new AEW contract and he can afford it. Thank God. CJ, we want to thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and subscribe to CJPerry.com.